It's also the beginning of Stewardship Month, isn't it? And so Father Joe tasked me to say a little something to kick us off. And in the same stream of thinking about the heart, it has been said, true devotion to God demands a way of life that brings forth the fruits of God's kingdom. And it all begins with the heart. With a heart that loves God, loves others, and knows at its core, this may be the hardest thing, to know at its core that God loves us. Now, in our lessons, we can see a few things that stand in the way of having a cultivated, fertile heart of God, the mark of a good steward that loves God, that loves others, and knows that God loves us. The first is sin. Sin and death. Sin stands in the way of a cultivation of a fertile heart. But the eradication of sin from within our lives and within our hearts by the atoning blood of Jesus, this softens our heart, clears away the junk, makes room in there for God's word to take root and to grow, to blossom into what our scriptures say, into the fruits worthy of the kingdom of God. The scripture says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything must be cleansed with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. In our Old Testament lesson, Moses delivers the Ten Commandments to God's people. Now, some of you might be like myself. I think immediately of who? Charlton Heston, of course, right? Going up on the mountain, makes a marvelous Moses. And then he comes down, he sees the people have made this golden calf, and what's he do? He smashes those tablets, right? Come on, Moses, you can't smash something at God. That's bad, you know? But he saw the people in their sin. He saw them doing exactly what God told them not to do. It is in Exodus chapter 20, just after the portion that we have in our bulletin, that the Lord says this as he's making the second tablets of stone for the people. He inscribes them and he says, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Sin puts up walls in our heart. The atoning love of Jesus, his blood, takes it away. A second thing that stands in the way is pride. Pride stands in the way of a cultivation of a fertile heart of God. And it is humility that softens the heart, that allows love, mercy, and grace to be sown within our hearts that blossom into the fruit of God's kingdom. In our epistle from St. Paul, we hear of his great privileged heritage, his status, that he is from the tribe of Benjamin, the much-loved son of the 12 tribes. He is a Hebrew of Hebrews. He is a Pharisee. He is blameless, he says. He is zealous more than anyone. He is a real who's who of Israel. But for the sake of having Jesus Christ in his life, he regards everything that he has done up to that point as what? As rubbish. He says that the only righteousness that has any value in his life comes not from anything that he has done by his own strength, but only from what God has done for him, in him, and through him, because of having his life hidden within Christ the Lord. A third thing we see in our scriptures is that unforgiveness stands in the way of a cultivation of a fertile heart of God. Without forgiveness to soften the heart, one cannot be brought into a right relationship back with God. And nor can we be brought back in the right relationship with one another of love and peace. And it occurred to me that I think a lot of us, and I did for a very long time, regarded that time in our service that we stand up and share the peace with one another, it's kind of the seventh inning stretch of our service. To get up, to mingle a little bit, to maybe get another cup of coffee, if you're in that kind of place. I've been in churches like that, going to get another cup of coffee. But you know what the design of the peace is for? For us to make amends with one another. We have just done the confession and absolution, asking God to forgive us. And then we have the peace. And it's a time that if we need to make amends with someone in our midst, that's our time to do that before we move on to the most holy sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Unforgiveness stands in the way of a cultivation of a fertile heart, but it is forgiveness that softens it. And we see this in the allegory from Matthew in our gospel lesson. Is there any forgiveness on part of the trusted tenants? There isn't. They kill the servants. They also kill the son. And therefore, the landowner takes out of the hands of his people that which was given in love, and it was misused and abused. And he gives it to others who will use his gifts rightly, producing the fruit worthy of the kingdom of God. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that's all cultivated within the heart of a good steward that knows that we need the atoning blood of Jesus in our life, that knows humility in our heart, that knows forgiveness in our life. And all of that produces the heart of God, that loves our neighbor, that knows at its core that God loves us. Amen.